Gary Purisari, community contributor for civic affairs in Clark County, will be highlighting some recent stories on housing, liquor, medical marijuana, smoking, coal exports, and more. So, Gary, word is consumers are trying to avoid new taxes in Washington.
This may be a lesson in unintended consequences, though critics warn this would happen. Shoppers from Washington have been crossing the border to Oregon to escape higher liquor prices. When voters approved an initiative last fall allowing Washington retail stores to sell liquor, the measure also included 27% higher fees to replace money the state lost when it shut down its stores. In June, 13 liquor stores near the Washington border increased revenue 35%. That comes to $870,000 in gross revenues that Washington state lost. Just a reminder, Washington consumers are supposed to calculate taxes owed when bringing back tangible personal property from Oregon. Vancouver City Council approved a 6-month extension of a moratorium on collective marijuana gardens, delaying the implementation of a 2011 state law allowing up to 10 qualified medical marijuana users to establish collective gardens where they could grow up to 45 plants for personal use. Woodland, Battleground, La Center, and Ridgefield likewise have moratoriums. Conflicting state and federal rules has created a fine line for cities to walk between what is legal and illegal when it comes to zoning and regulating. The dynamics of this issue will change if the Marijuana Reform Initiative 502 is passed this November. The initiative would make Washington the first state to legalize and regulate the production, distribution, and recreational use of marijuana for adults 21 and older. The Vancouver City Council also passed a resolution asking to be a party of record to any environmental impact studies of 6 proposed coal export terminals in Bellingham, Longview, and other cities. With increased demand from Asia, coal companies want to ship coal along railroads through the Columbia River Gorge and through Clark County. It would include a route along the old Evergreen Highway that passes through parts of Vancouver. Critics are concerned about health, air, and noise pollution, as well as traffic congestion. Coal backers say these terminals would bring thousands of full-time jobs and millions of dollars in tax revenues to towns that the region badly needs. People in Vancouver are asking, if you pass a ban, will people obey it if no one is enforcing it? Despite the ban on smoking in Vancouver's parks, smokers continue to light up. Citations and a standard fine of $325 have not deterred them, but then, only 3 citations have been issued since January. This is no surprise since Vancouver police did not hire new staff to enforce the ban, and officers are likely taking higher priority calls. Or it could be that officers are just giving smokers a friendly warning at this point. So Vancouver, don't hold your breath, or maybe hold it. It may be a while before Vancouver's parks are tobacco-free. Not without controversy, Vancouver Police Chief Clifford Cook is resigning in September. The city manager, Eric Holmes, said conversations over operational, fiscal, and cultural issues helped lead to Cook's resignation. Under Cook, the department had a net reduction in approximately 25 officers. During his 5-year tenure, Cook weathered a no-confidence vote in his decision last year to fire a police officer. Here is some shady news about Vancouver. Soon you'll be seeing more maples, Japanese snowballs, elms, cherry, and redwood trees planted in Vancouver. The city formalized a 10-year relationship with Friends of Trees, a Portland nonprofit, by awarding it a $337,500 5-year contract for planting around 2,250 trees. This is Gary Purisari signing off on Clark County until next week.
Thank you, Gary. Some of the sources for Gary's news items this week are from the Columbian, the Oregonian, and the Olympia Report. This has been a production of KUV.com.